No, it was a great, good finish. Grabs on well, pulling it back. I only had one thing on my mind, and that was to hit it.
Houlihan sets off, halfway inside the Ipswich half. Nice reverse pass to Graven, corner of the penalty area. Graven tries to cut it back towards Houlihan. It might run for Bradley Johnson! What a finish! And Norwich take the lead in the East Anglian derby, and it's a Bradley Johnson belter! Carrow Road celebrates, Norwich 1, Ipswich 0!
Thankfully it went in, and I say that is my best goal, and to do it against Ipswich as well, and to beat them. It's one that I'll always remember.
And look at the performance as a whole. It was typical Norwich at the moment, wasn't it? You did a job on Ipswich.
Yeah, you know, we knew it weren't going to be a pretty game. You know, we know how they like to play, they like to get in our faces. Similar to what we do to teams, you know, high up the pitch, get in people's faces, put the ball in behind and get on second balls. And we knew it was going to be that type of game. But like I said, we rode the storm when they done it. And I think we matched them and we outfought them, outbattled them, outworked them, and we got the goals, and that's all that matters.
I think you got a kick in the face in the first 20 minutes, a bit of a bloody nose during the game. So you felt that East Anglian derby more than most, didn't you, today?
Yeah, I did. I got a kick in the face, but I said it's a derby game. You expect to get kicks in the legs, wherever it takes. But like I said, I think the work rate throughout the whole team, and everyone was up for it today, and it just showed, and it was a great result for us, and now the fans can go home and enjoy their night. But we've got to go home and relax, and we're in tomorrow and preparing for Wednesday.
When something like that happens, does it make you more determined? Because you certainly took out your frustrations on that ball for the shot, didn't you, for the goal?
Yeah, I did. I just hit it as hard as I could, you know. But no, you can't get emotions get the better of you in these games. You know, emotions are high. You can tell by all the fans that turned up today. And I think from kick-off to the final whistle, they were always behind us, and they were terrific today. But we were good to put on a good performance for them. But like I said, we've got to go into every game now with that same... We've set standards now, and we can't drop. Got to go into that games with the same standard, same work rate and effort, and hopefully we'll be there at the end of the season.
It feels like there's something going on here now, though, doesn't it? Six wins in a row, that the crowd are going along with it, that the whole mood of the place has changed over the last month or so.
Yeah, of course it has. You know, we went on a bad run of form during the season, but I said this is the business end now, and we know we've got a good run of games. We know that if we work harder than teams that we face up against, I keep on saying our talent will shine through. We've got a great squad. Just like the looks of that subs that come on today, Cameron Jerome, Graham Dorans and Gary Hooper. I don't think many teams can bring on as good players as they did today, but I said if we match other teams' work rate and effort, like I said, we'll breeze through it. But we can't take our foot off the gas now. We know Wednesday is going to be an even harder game for us. But like I said, we've beat our local rivals, and that one's for the fans. But we've got to concentrate on Wednesday now.
Third in the table, that there's I think you're a point off second. That there's an opportunity there for you now, isn't there, to grab it now?
Yeah, of course there is. But like I said, I said before, I'm not looking at the table, and that's everyone. We're not even looking at the table. You know, we're looking at our last 12 games. Seeing as much points as we can pick up and see where we finish. And like I said, it is realistic we can finish in the top two, but like I said, we've got to take game by game now and like I said, put in the same shift that we did today and that we have done before, and hopefully we'll be there.
10 goals you've got now, though. This is one season you probably don't want to end, isn't it?
No, I don't want it to end, and like I said, it will be a great season if we get promoted at the end, and my goals help us get there. But like I said, for the whole team, our main aim is to get promoted, and we're in a great position now, and we've just got to take game by game, and hopefully I can score a few more and we'll win a few more.